From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson gave a yell last night as the last of the six items to approve a downtown arena development plan passed.
Long live the king!
That was it. Each of the votes was 7-2. The project has been more than a decade in the discussion stages. In fact, closer to two decades. There's still some intense opposition, but council members and the mayor believe this $477 million package is better than any of the previous efforts. I spoke with Kings president and CEO Chris Granger a bit ago. You'll hear that comment in just a few minutes. But we're going to begin with Sacramento City Manager John Shirey, who is with me in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Beth.
A bit of celebration last night, but give me your reaction as you wake up today and realize that vote was a yes.
Well, it was a yes vote, and it was a, as I said in my comments, a defining moment for Sacramento. So I'm happy that it's over, more relieved than anything else. It was a lot of work to get to this point, and I think I consider this kind of the end of the beginning. There's still a lot more to do.
There's a picture on the front page of the Bee today. The mayor has his fists raised in the air, and you look like you are still looking down at some numbers.
Well, I think I was taking some notes. That was the final vote of the series of votes that we had the council take last night, and the mayor expressed his exuberance there in terms of that photo. But me, of course, it's still a nose to the grindstone and figuring out what all we need to do next.
And that's what I want to talk to you about, is these areas of uncertainty seem to be around the bond, the timing of the bond sale and the actual details of it, and parking. Where is the majority of your focus and concern right now?
Well, it may seem like uncertainty, but what I want you to know is that we've tried to take into account all of the what-ifs. And so there's really not a lot of uncertainty for us, because we're prepared to deal with anything that comes up. So we won't be selling bonds right away. There's still several steps to go through before we get to a bond sale.
One of the issues about the timing of that bond sale has to do with some of the opposition that came up last night, and that was specifically related to an effort by an attorney named Patrick Solori. So let's listen to what he said last night, and we'll talk more about that.
First, an existing lawsuit has been shining light on the misdeeds of critical city officials. Now with this action, we will be moving forward quickly to trial. Second, these actions tonight will be subject to referendum. A new political action committee is being formed for this very purpose, and you will hear more about this in the few coming days. The ordinary residents of Sacramento will overcome this petty corruption. Thank you.
All right, next speaker.
So he says he's going to begin a signature gathering effort. Could that referendum hold up the bond sale?
Well, first of all, let me say that I categorically reject any of his assertions about corruption or wrongdoing. He has sued the city, and as he says in those comments, that's coming up. But every allegation that's in that suit is unfounded. So I don't know what Mr. Solori's objective is other than just to be an obstructionist. But yes, any kind of legal action at this point, not just a lawsuit by him, but a challenge by other parties, will hold up the lawsuit or will hold up the bond sale. But again, we've taken that into account. And so we've made provisions such that we can do an interim financing. The Kings will advance their money first so that this doesn't delay the project. So in other words, we've anticipated these kinds of actions. And so the plan is for the Kings to use their part of the contribution to get the project going. We can then do a short-term borrowing in order that we can get by all of these challenge periods and lawsuits and those sorts of things, which will delay this project but not stop it.
There was some discussion about that, the short-term structuring being with Goldman Sachs for a fee. What's the window of time that you have for that short term?
Well, we have about 9 months to a year, and there's even some flexibility in that. So We really don't have to issue the permanent bonds right away to get the project going. But obviously there is a limit to short-term borrowing, and we would really prefer that these people just frankly get on board and let's move this city forward instead of figuring out how we can stay in days past that weren't too bright.
Let me back up to the overall numbers for a minute. $477 million, roughly a half-and-half split between the city, which includes cash and land, and that puts it up around $255 million,
mm-hmm.
and then the King's portion, which I've seen somewhere between $222 million and $245 million. You have had lead roles in other cities, John, and Sacramento is cheering this as the biggest and most expensive project in the city. In the scope of your experience, give me some context. How does this compare?
Well, it's always important to look at the type of city where some new sports arena, stadium, or whatever is being built, because they're not all equal. We might all be fairly large, but we're a small market city, small market team. We're not New York. We're not Los Angeles. We're not San Francisco that has large markets, thus very large television audiences, and a much bigger corporate base to draw from. When you look at cities that are in our category, which is a small market, this is a very fair deal. And don't forget that the King's capital contribution is just one part of their contribution. After all, the owners, the current owners, they had to buy this team. And unfortunately, they got themselves into a bidding war with a couple of individuals that tried to steal this team and take it to Seattle. That drove up the price. So everybody needs to remember this is not the King's only contribution. They're into this, close to $1 billion.
You're listening to Sacramento City Manager John Shirey. I spoke earlier with the president and CEO of the Sacramento Kings, Chris Granger, and you're going to hear that conversation now. It begins with his reaction to the vote.
Oh, we're thrilled. We're thrilled. It was obviously a great night for the Kings, but I think a great night for Sacramento as well. We're so excited to commit the next 35 years to this wonderful city. We have the best fans in the world, and it's just a real treat to be here right now.
In fact, you're saying 35 years because there is a 35-year non-relocation agreement, and yet there was discussion of the what-if last night. Is there a what-if in your mind?
Not at all. The numbers are something along the lines, if we try to leave after a year, we owe the city $580 million,
right.
And if we try to leave in year 30, it's $200+ million, so we're here to stay.
One thing I did hear last night, Chris, is that the Kings are responsible for cost overruns. Can you explain some of that?
Yeah, so the arena cost will be $477 million, and should the cost go higher than that for whatever reason, those costs will be borne by the Sacramento Kings, not the city. So the city is protected in their level of investment. And from our standpoint, we'll do everything we can to make sure we bring this project in on time and on budget.
And since we're talking about numbers, the city is going to loan the Kings $12 million to cover permits and fees. That's in the short term to get the construction process going, correct?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. There's a lot of upfront costs that are going to happen in the next 60, 90, 120 days. And this is just a nice sort of nod from the city to demonstrate their commitment early on to this project as well.
Part of the public comment last night had to do with where the responsibility going forward lies and the concern of it being on the taxpayers. But Chris, there was a suggestion, I believe by Craig Powell and I on Sacramento, that the Kings owners should have a personal guarantee involved in the process. Was that discussed anywhere along the way?
I wasn't clear on what his idea was right there as it relates to a personal guarantee. As you know, and as we just discussed, we are responsible for any cost overruns on the project. And as it relates to all of our sort of community commitments and community benefits, whether it's our commitment to sustainability and our commitment to becoming a LEED Gold certified building, or the things we're going to do with public art, just the whole range of things that we're going to do. I think you may have seen we announced on Monday that we're going to have a community advisory council called Sacramento First that represents a diverse set of leaders from throughout the community that are going to work with us all the time, one, to hold us accountable for all of these things, and two, to be a sounding board for us and to help us stretch and become better than we may otherwise on our own. So we think we have a great system in place right now to make sure we deliver on the things we're promising.
I'm speaking with the Kings president and CEO, Chris Granger, and the sports bars last night in town, Chris, had this mix on the TVs of the city council meeting with the NBA draft lottery coverage. And there was some disappointment about that number 8 lottery pick. What was your reaction?
Oh, it's okay. We will continue to make our own luck. So it's not... it's obviously not what we had hoped for, but it is what it is.
So the Sacramento Bee is forecasting Aaron Gordon as the Kings pick.
My colleague Pete D'Alessandro is in charge of such things, and I'm sure he has some ideas in mind already on what we may or may not do with that pick.
What kind of signs are we going to see in terms of demolition in the city, and how soon?
Well, in the immediate term, there's just a lot of things we have to do to prepare for demolitions. So there's not going to be overt or sort of public-facing movement in the next few weeks here. But we are working behind the scenes to get things moving. I think you'll see the sort of more public demolition starting in July. You'll see us digging into the parking lot later in August or so. And I think you'll see steel coming up out of the ground as early as this fall. So again, all systems go, and we're excited with the timeline we're on right now.
There was an interesting phrase used last night in the presentation, sort of a walking tour on a PowerPoint of the whole downtown plan, and that was that the building has a vocabulary you can see. And this idea of inside and outside, how does that translate to you in the vision of where your team will be?
We've said since day one that we don't want this to be Staples Center 2.0 or Barclays Center 2.0. We want this to be a building that is of and for Sacramento. We want it to celebrate the values of Sacramento and the way we live our lives. And one element of that is embracing our wonderful climate. So in terms of indoor-outdoor, it's exactly that. We're trying to blur the lines between are you sitting indoor or are you sitting outdoor. We want the building to be extroverted in its approach, and that anywhere you are outside the building, you should be able to see inside the building, and anywhere you are inside the building, you should be able to see outside the building. It'll be unlike any other arena, not just in the country, but in the world, and we're proud that it's going to be here in Sacramento.
One question raised last night doesn't seem yet to have an answer. What will the building be called? What about the naming rights?
Too early to say on that front.
We started this conversation with your immediate reaction to the vote, and let's close it with just your broader vision of the team, its future, and what's possible now in Sacramento.
This team is not here but for this community and all of the work they did over a very tough few years to keep this team here. So we want to continue to do everything we can to make not just our fans but this community proud of us. And for us, that means several things. It means a commitment to providing job opportunities to people who need them most. It means a commitment to showcasing our farm to fork. And the list goes on and on. We've said all along that this is bigger than basketball. We understand our role in the community, and we gladly and happily accept that responsibility.
Well, thanks so much for the conversation, especially after a long night of celebration.
All good. I appreciate the time, as always. Thank you so much.
That was Sacramento Kings president and CEO Chris Granger in the studio with me as Sacramento City Mayor Manager. Oh, I just made you the mayor. Did you hear that? John Shirey. And let's talk about parking revenue, because there was a lot of emphasis on it. We heard some numbers we hadn't heard before last night. Parking revenue needing to grow by $7.5 million up till 2021.
Well, that's right. First of all, it's important for people to understand that that is the way in which we're going to finance this project. This is how it's possible. We have taken an underutilized asset, the city's on-street parking and its parking garages, and figured out how we can leverage that to make this great community investment. And we're going to sell bonds, which will be repaid from the revenue that comes from parking. And it does assume that that revenue will grow, but it will grow at a rate that's probably contemplated even if we didn't do the arena. And the revenue is going to grow because there are, of course, natural increases in revenue because of inflation over time, but also because we're getting smarter about how we manage this parking asset. We're a little behind. Mm-hmm. We're investing money in smart meters, in new technologies, which will actually grow our revenue without the parker feeling somehow a pinch. I think people have this idea that all horrible things are going to happen, that somehow they're going to be paying twice as much for parking, or parking tickets are going to skyrocket. That's not it at all. We're going to have some increases in parking revenue because of inflation, but more importantly, because we're managing that asset better. The parking model, the model that is to repay the bonds, assumes some increases. But we've had studies done by Walker Parking, which is the preeminent expert in the country. And then we've taken about half of their
43
estimates.
43 recommendations.
Yes. Yeah. And we're not assuming anything close to what they think the real growth potential is in Sacramento. So we think we've been conservative, and we're confident that we're going to be able to cover the bond payments with the revenues that are anticipated. Part of that is also assuming that we're going to pay off some current debt that we have, which we're on schedule to do and which will occur naturally. But during these first several years, you mentioned 2021, up until about that time, it'll be a thinner margin, but we've also built in a reserve so that we can get through the thin period. After that, we shouldn't need all the parking revenue that we'll be bringing in. That will free up parking revenue for other purposes.
Before you go, John, one of the areas of public comment, and we get the messages here too, beyond people being concerned that they're not getting the full picture on the numbers, is that their voice wasn't heard, that this wasn't a democratic process. Was this a fair process? Was democracy honored?
I think it was. The way I picture that is that, first of all, there's sort of this assumption that our council members don't represent their constituents. That is far from the truth. This council is very engaged.
But beyond that,
I'm impressed
that they're,
people vote for council members who are representing them. Those council members are in their districts every day. They're always at meetings. They're never at home. They're always gauging public opinion and public reactions. So, yes, there are those that thought this should have been put to a vote, but frankly, that would have delayed this project. And as some people know, we're under a deadline by the National Basketball Association to produce this arena, or we risk losing the team again.
Thank you so much for the conversation. As you said, it's just the beginning of the next chapter of this. And so I look forward to speaking with you as it continues and maybe some groundbreaking soon.
Thank you very much. People won't see activity right away, but starting later in the summer, there'll be more visible activity.
City Manager John Shirey. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. There's much more coverage of this decision by the Sacramento City Council on the arena development plan. That's at capradio.org/insight. Here I am,